Thank you for the delicious dinner.
You're welcome for a delicious dinner.
Hey, what are you guys looking at?
Ross and the most beautiful girl in the world.
They'll come to Papa.
I know!
Probably the only time I'll ever say this. But did you see the ass on her?
How did you get a girl like that?
Yeah, so what is she, like a spokesmodel or aerobics instructor? What?
Actually, she's a paleontology doctoral candidate specializing in the Cenozoic era.
Okay, but that's like the easiest era.
I've seen her at work, but I always figured... But I made her dinner. We had a great time, and we're going out again tomorrow.
Well, maybe she and her friends are just having a contest to see who can bring home the biggest geek.
Fine by me. Hope she wins.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Do you guys have any wrapping paper?
Oh, is it for my birthday present?
Phoebes, it was your birthday like months ago.
Yeah, but remember you said you ordered something special and it just hadn't come yet?
Well, I have a call in about that.
Okay.
Actually, this is for Kathy's birthday. It's an early edition of her favorite book.
Oh, The Velveteen Rabbit. Oh, my God. When the boy's love makes the rabbit real.
Okay, but don't touch it because your fingers have destructive oils.
Well, then you better keep it away from Ross's hair. So this is pretty rare. How did you get that?
Oh, it wasn't a big deal. I just went to a couple of bookstores, talked to a couple of dealers, called a couple of the author's grandchildren.
Honey, that's so sweet. Yeah, and what a great way to say I secretly love you, roommate's girlfriend.
It doesn't say that, does it?
How do you think it's going to look when you get her something incredibly meaningful and expensive and her boyfriend, Joey, gives her an orange?
Okay, all right, I'll just make sure that Joey gets her something really great.
It's got to be better than that book. Ooh, like a crossbow!
Yeah, once again, I am sorry. Thank you. I just had to turn down a job catering a funeral for 60 people.
Oh, my God! What happened?
60 guests.
So why'd you have to turn it down?
Because I don't have the money or the equipment to handle something that big on such short notice. There's just no way.
Wow, what is with all the negativity? You sound like Mona Kant, not Mona Can. Mona Ka. Look, you know, you have been playing around with this catering thing for over 3 years. Do you want to be a caterer or not?
I don't know.
There you go. That's the spirit. Okay. Now, if you need money, I will lend you money, but just get moving.
Really? Because I need like $500 for all the food and supplies and stuff.
Okay. It's worth it if it'll get you moving. You haven't worked in months.
Well, you're not working either.
Yes, but I'm doing this.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Hey.
Can I borrow the keys to your apartment?
Why?
You can pee here.
Yes, I can, of course. Excuse me.
It's okay, the duck's using our bathroom anyway. Hey, Joe, what are you getting Kathy for her birthday?
We've only been going out for a couple of weeks. You think I gotta get her something?
Yeah! You have to get her something, and it should be something really nice.
Oh, I know.
And not one of your coupons for an hour of Joey love.
Ooh, a crossword. Can I help?
No!
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that last week I got all but three answers, and I really want to finish the whole one without any help.
Fine. But you can't help me develop my new universal language.
Hey.
Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, my God. It was the best funeral ever. I mean, everyone loved the food, and guess what? I even got another funeral for tomorrow. The dead guy from today's best friend. I mean, it is like I am the official caterer for that accident.
God, I'm so happy for you.
Hey, check out my new catering stuff. Oh, look at this. I'm an omelet station. Omelet made to order.
I'll have one, please. Plus my money.
Well, I didn't realize that you needed it back right away. And you told me to go and be a caterer. So I went. I beed. I use it to buy all this stuff. But look, I got another job tomorrow, so I'll pay you back with the money I make from that.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I acted like a bank.
Would you like to come in?
Did Homo erectus hunt with wooden tools?
According to recent findings.
Here, Mitzi.
Mitzi is...
my hamster. I hope she's okay. I haven't seen her in a while. Have a seat.
Hey, do you have any, cinnamon fruit toasties?
What?
Well, I do. Why don't we go back to my place, light a couple of candles, break open a box of cinnamon fruit toasties,
I'd rather not.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay, don't take this the wrong way, but your place kind of has a weird smell.
Oh, is everything in the car?
Yep. Did you settle the bill?
No. I hate this part.
Oh, look what we almost left.
No, that's not mine.
Oh.
Ooh, look what we almost took. Excuse me, Miss Burkhart. Well, we're all cleaned up in the kitchen.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And, well, there's just the small matter of the,
Dear?
Just the matter of payment.
Jack used to handle the finances.
You know what we should all do? Go see a musical.
Sure.
And you know which one we should see? The 1996 Tony Award winner. Do you happen to know the name of that one?
I don't know. Grease?
No.
Rent?
Yes! Rent!
Okay, so when do you want to go?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm busy.
Hey. Man, it is so hard to shop for girls. Oh. Yes, it is. At Office Max.
What did you get her?
A pen. It's two gifts in one. It's a pen that's also a clock. Huh? You can't give her that.
Why not?
Because she's not 11. And it's not the seventh night of Hanukkah.
Honey, what he means by that is, while this is a very nice gift, maybe it's just not something a boyfriend gives?
Sure it is. She needs a pen for work. She's writing. She turns it over. Whoa! It's time for my date with Joey! All right, look. What did you get for Angela Delvecchio for her birthday?
She didn't have a birthday while we were going out.
For 3 years? Look, It's too late, and I got an audition. I can't shop anymore.
All right. I will go out, and I will try to find something for her, okay?
Thanks, man. And, oh, while you're at it, could you get her a card?
Would you like me to write her a little poem as well?
Or just get a card that has a poem already in it.
She couldn't stop crying. With those thick glasses, her tears look giant.
No, it's tough. You know, first thing I did after my mother's funeral was?
What?
Pay the caterer. Look, I've had a lot of jobs, okay? And there are some people who just always try to get out of paying. It's either, you know, that massage wasn't long enough, or I don't recognize any of those songs, or, you know, these sombreros aren't big enough. Bad little white girl.
Okay? So what do you, think she's faking?
Well, it seems like there weren't any tears till you showed her the bill.
Maybe she sounded pretty upset to me.
You're a grand old slang, you're a high-fired slang, and forever
you can play. She seems fine now. And I love the home of...
So you just left? The place was really that bad?
You know how you throw your jacket on a chair at the end of the day? Well, like that, only instead of a chair, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of a jacket, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of the end of the day, it's the end of time, and garbage is all that has survived.
Here. Wow, thanks. So, what happened?
What do you mean, nothing happened? I had to get out of there.
All right, so... Next time you take her to your place.
No, I tried that. She says it has a weird smell.
What kind of smell?
I don't know. Soap?
All right, listen, Ross, you like this girl, right?
Yeah.
You want to see her again, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do it in the mess.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares about a little sloppiness?
Yeah.
It's endearing, really.
All right. Now, you go get that beautiful pig.
Okay, all right. I just spent the entire afternoon looking for a present for Kathy that would be better than the rabbit.
Any luck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found this great place called Invisible Things for Kathy. Can you give me a hand with all this stuff?
All right, look, why don't you just return the book, let Joey give her the clock pen, and you get her something worse than that, like a regular pen.
She's really going to love this, you know? The bottom line is I want her to have it, even if I don't get to be the one who gives it to her.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet.
Yeah? You don't think it's just pathetic?
Oh, pathetic!
I'm meeting Kathy in 10 minutes. I've been looking all over for you.
Where?
Our place? The hall?
I got something for her. It's a book.
A book? Is it like a book that's also a safe?
No, it's a book that's just a book, okay? It's an early edition of The Velveteen Rabbit. It was her favorite book as a kid. So, just let me know if she likes it, okay?
Oh, you got it. Thanks, man. Thanks for doing this. I owe you one. Oh, hey, there wasn't any change from that 20, was there?
No, it came out to an even 20.
Wow, that's almost as much as a new book.
You didn't get the money, did you?
Maybe I can try it intermission. Baby, come on. You know what? Let's just go.
No. Hey, we're not leaving till we get paid.
And I don't know who she thinks she is.
Enough is enough.
Hey, widow. Excuse me.
Thanks.
clearly this is a very, very hard time for you. But we provided a service, and we deserve to be paid because you ate that service. And we are not leaving here until we are paid every penny. Because you know what, lady? We're part-time caterers, and we have no place else to go.
All right. I'll get my bag.
Good.
I want to leave some cards here. Please think of us for your next event.
So you want to come inside?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'll be right back. Make yourself comfortable.
Guess who?
Department of Sanitation.
It's me.
I'm so sorry, Phil. I must have freaked out.
Oh, thank God it's not Mitzi. Oh. It's just a rat.
I did it. Oh, I finished it. I did it all by myself. And there's nobody to hug.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hey, how'd the catering go?
Oh, it was great. The widow wouldn't pay, so Phoebe yelled at her till she did.
Yeah, I'm a hard ass.
And I'm a wuss. And we should be partners.
Yeah, hard ass and wuss. We could fight crime.
Wait a minute, Phoebe. We should be partners. We should be catering partners. I mean, think about it. You're not working right now, and we have such a great time together.
Okay.
I can cook and you can take care of the money.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be like I have a wife in the 50s.
Hey. Hey, how'd it go? How'd she like the gift?
Oh, man, she loved it. She's over there showing Monica and Rachel right now.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
Yeah, listen, I gotta tell you, I feel kind of bad taking credit for this because... Man, am I going to get a lot of credit for this.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, Chandler got you a gift, too.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Oh, look, it's right there on the counter.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry.
You really didn't have to. Wow.
See, you think it's just a pen, but then you turn it over and it's also a clock.
Yeah. No, this is great. Thank you, Chandler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Want to go to bed?
I'll be in a minute.
Oh, don't forget your coupon.
Good night.
Thank you for the gift.
Oh, yeah, I just knew that sometimes when you're writing, you'd you don't always know the exact time.
No, I didn't mean the pen. Thank you for the book.
The book?
The Velveteen Rabbit. Kind of have the feeling you had something to do with it.
What do you mean?
Well, when Joey gave it to me, he said, "This is 'cause I know you like rabbits and I know you like cheese." Thanks. I love it. And I know how hard it must have been for you to find.
Oh, well. By the way, in case you missed that, that sound was, "Oh, wow."
You must really like Joey to go to all that trouble for him.
Oh, yeah, he's my... He's my best friend.
Well.
Good night.
Hey, that coupon expires, you know.
Hi. You don't know me. I'm Monica Geller, Ross's sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, it's too bad that didn't work out.
Yeah. Anyway, he told me about your apartment, and, well, I couldn't sleep thinking about it. So, would it be okay if I cleaned it? No?